All right, welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, soccer fans. This is Soccer Radio. This is the very first radio talk show dedicated to the happenings of youth soccer in Southern California. So thank you so much for tuning in right here on VBS Radio. We are live on the World Wide Web. You can listen to us anywhere in the nation. So we are just ecstatic to be on for the first time and putting all this stuff together. So thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, John Ventura. I'll be here weekly talking about all kinds of good stuff of what's happening in youth soccer and club, rec, high school ball, all kinds of good stuff. The Coast Soccer League, State Cup, hot players, hot coaches are great teams, all kinds of stuff happening out there. So I'm John Ventura. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. And you are going to hear the best weekly reports, news, scores from club leagues and tournaments. And we're also going to cover, like I said, the high school season, Major League Soccer, which just started about a week ago, last weekend to be. And so we're looking forward to that. And also just having a great time here. So if you want to hear anything, have any questions or comments or anything, this show is for you. This show is for you. So all you got to do is basically email us at soccerradio@gmail.com. That's soccerradio@gmail.com. And give us your questions, comments, whatever you got, man. And, hey, who knows? Maybe you could be a guest on the show. So, you know, soccerradio@gmail.com, all right? We had a format that we were going to follow this evening, but I got a phone call from my producer earlier this morning, and he said to me that our email was just swamped with people interested about the show, had questions, they had comments, they wanted to know what we were all about. So we kind of changed the format up a little bit here, and what we're going to do is we're going to open up the show reading a few emails that came in. Why not? I mean, this is a great way for you guys to get a chance to see what the show is about, learn about the show, and it's a great chance for us to, you know, get a chance to read your emails and find out what's going on out there. So we're going to change the format around a little bit about that, all right? We have our first email that came in to us from Pasadena. There's no name on this email. Question was, hey, guys. Are you guys going to cover any State Cup scores? Of course, we are going to cover State Cup scores. We're going to cover the young ones. We're going to cover the older ones and all kinds of stuff. So speaking of State Cup, National Olders, the schedule's out now. So the boys and girls U14 to U16 will start April 5th, and the boys and girls U17 to U19 start April 12th. So you can head on over to the website of calsouth.com, check out the schedule there, and find out exactly where your team is playing. So. Second email comes to us from Brian, who's out in Huntington Beach. They want to know, he wants to know if our show is going to be a yearly show. Well, Brian, let me tell you something, man. That is our goal. That is our goal, to keep Soccer Radio on the internet yearly. So it's going to take some pushing to do this, but we're going to look forward to have the show out there. So yearly, yes, we are looking forward to it. That is our main goal, and we are pushing it. Our third email, there is no name. It says, how can my soccer team be a guest on your show? Well, we pretty much can't have the entire team on the show, but we could probably have you on the show with your coach. Who knows? Maybe you got a great story to tell about your club, about your team, you know, the ups and downs, how things are going on with your league, playing in your league and things like that. So who knows? I mean, we want interesting people. You guys got to realize something. This show is for youth soccer. This show is for the kids, man. This is the first radio talk show dedicated to youth soccer in Southern California. There is no other show right now, and I hope there isn't one. So we're really happy of doing this show. We really are. It took some time putting the show together with phone calls and getting all the red tape and stuff, but when we woke up this morning, the staff and I, the interns and everybody, we realized that, hey, this is D-Day. We're going to be on the air at 7:55. We all had a big smile on our face, and we were extremely happy that we were going to bring soccer radio for the first time. So we made history tonight. We made radio history tonight, and we're really happy about that. Our last email that we're going to read at this time, it says, what type of guests will you have? Well, we're going to try to get the best guests for you, man. All kinds of guests. I mean, guests that basically are deeply in the soccer community, coaches, players, high school coaches. And speaking of guests, I mean, we are going to open up the show this evening with probably one of the most hottest general managers out there right now who is doing things right. I mean, we wanted to open up the show and start with the first guest. Alexi Lalas, general manager of the Los Angeles Galaxy, will be here on the phone as our first guest for Soccer Radio. So we're real happy to have Alexi Lalas join us this evening. And then we have two other guests in the second segment of our show. We have two high school coaches, Frank Gattel and Jimmy Chapman, who are the high school coaches of Santa Monica High School. And we're happy to have those two guys on because things are just happening over there on the west side. Santa Monica High still partying because, let me tell you, this is a school, the boys team, that won the Regional One Championship. They took it all. They took it all. The Regional One Championship. That is huge. And this is the first time this school has won a championship at this magnitude. So they're having a good time. They're still partying. The coaches are in Cloud Nine, and we're going to talk to them and talk a little bit about their program and see what's going on over there. So they'll be here in the second half of our show for that. So, like I said, if you got any questions, feel free to email us. We want to hear from you. That's at soccerradio@gmail.com. Soccerradio@gmail.com. Comments, questions, anything you got, we got time. We'll see if we can read them on the air. Otherwise, when we sign off, next time we come on, we'll read those on the air, or we can answer, have some somebody on our staff answer those emails for you. Okay? All right, we're going to be back shortly. We're going to take a little short break, and we thank you for tuning in to Soccer Radio.
BBS Radio.com.
Welcome back, soccer fans. This is Soccer Radio. I'm your host, John Ventura, and I'll be here weekly Wednesdays, every Wednesday at 7:55 to 8:50. So we're looking forward to you tuning in and checking us out on the World Wide Web on bbsradio.com. Tell your friends, tell your parents, you know, tell your teammates, man. Like I said, this show is strictly for youth soccer. It is for you guys out there, and we want you to listen in. And we're hoping to bring all kinds of information for you and regarding the youth soccer community. I'd like to go over a couple things from the MLS. You guys know that the MLS started last Saturday. And unfortunately, the Los Angeles Galaxy did not have a good outing. They pretty much got spanked by Colorado Rapids 4-0. That was their first game. Toronto FC lost to Columbus Crew 2-0. You know, Real Salt Lake tied Chicago Fire. New England looks like they're starting their season just like where they left off last year. They beat Houston Dynamo 3-0. Kansas City, they played host to DC United. I don't know which DC United showed up, but that certainly was not DC United. But Kansas City beat them 2-0. And then on Sunday, there was one game played. The other Los Angeles team, Chivas USA, head on over to Dallas, and looks like, let's see, they tied 1-1. So Chivas 1, FC Dallas 1. Those are your scores from MLS. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to see the game at the Los Angeles Galaxy, but weird game. Weird game. Two red cards. A couple players got hurt. I believe El Pescadito, Carlos Ruiz, got hurt. Just pretty much, I understand that he hurt his knee pretty bad. He had an ab operation. So we're going to talk to Alexi about this and find out exactly how he's doing and how long he's going to be out and things like that. So we got some emails that came in. All right, let's take a look at some emails here. All right, we got an email here that came in from Michael over here in Thousand Oaks. Thanks a lot for listening, Michael. We appreciate that. Michael wants to know, let's see, hold on. Michael wants to know, is there a chance that we will be broadcasting any games online? You know, Mike, let me tell you something. There is a good chance that we're going to do that. To be honest with you, we really want to do a remote of the under-19 finals of the state nationals, olders. We really want to do that. We're right now in communication with CYSA about that, trying to just iron out the, you know, the red tape about that. We'll see what happens. You know, if not, there's other tournaments around that we'll be glad to do that. And there's just so many of them. So, yeah, that, you know, your answer is yes. Not a lot, not a lot, but we will do a few of them throughout the season. All right? The other email comes to us from, a girl finally wrote us and sent us an email. Thank you. Okay, Rebecca. Rebecca plays out here for CVU, Conejo Valley United. Rebecca wants to know if there is a chance, well, pretty much the same question as Mike last. She wanted to know if her team would be able to be on the air at a, you know, if we're going to be able to broadcast her a game of her team or something like that. So, as I said earlier, Rebecca, yeah, there's a good chance that, we are going to do something like that. So we'll just see what happens, all right? Things we're learning here as we go along, you know, as the show hopefully gets popular, we'll get more people involved and things like that. But let me tell you something. Our first show, man, we really can't start the show right. I mean, the best. I mean, it's amazing. We had Alexi Lawless on the show, and I want to say something. The people over at Galaxy, the media, Patrick Donnelly, Patrick, great guy. He worked this out. He worked it out to get his general manager on the air with us, and he was really, really nice over there. So the people at Galaxy, the staff, you guys are A1. Thank you so much for helping us out and getting this Alexi on the air tonight. So we're looking forward to this. All right? Next week, we will be here also Wednesday. I don't know exactly what guests we're going to have, but we will have obviously high people in the soccer community. We're trying to get somebody who is a DOC for a major, major soccer academy overseas. And the academy is well known. I'm sure a lot of you have heard it. I can't mention the name right now, but we're looking forward to getting him here next week. Some of you have attended this academy. Some of you are going to this academy. And they get about 200 to 300 American players, ages U12 to about U16, every summer to train at this academy. So those are the type of guests that we're going to have over here on Soccer Radio. All right. Any questions? Any comments? Email soccerradio@gmail.com. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back with Alexi Lawless. This is Soccer Radio.
Radio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Soccer Radio. I'm your host, John Ventura. Thank you so much for listening in on BBSRadio.com on the World Wide Web. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. This is what happens, man. You do a live show sometimes. Hey, some of the buttons really don't want to cooperate. You know, this is what goes on. We're not able to get Alexi Lawless on the line. We tried everything possible, and we heard him on the intercom, but something, I don't know, something was going on. So, however, he apologized, even though he didn't have to. But we have permission here, and they donated for us some Galaxy tickets to give away on the air. We have 4 tickets to give away for the Galaxy home opener tomorrow against San Jose Earthquakes. All right, so some lucky listeners are going to win this ticket. So I tell you what, let's give this away now, and then we're going to get to our other guests, the coaches from Santa Monica High, which I know they've been waiting for a while. So I know they're there, so I'm looking forward to talking to Jimmy and Frank. So we'll get to them in a minute. All right, listen up real closely. So you have to answer this question correctly, all right? We can't get you on the air to answer this. So what you're going to do is you're going to email your answer to soccerradio@gmail.com. The first email that we open up with the correct answer will win 4 tickets for the home opener tomorrow against San Jose Earthquakes. Okay, here's the question. Listen very closely, very carefully. All right, here we go. Name all the league teams Alexi Lawless has played for throughout his MLS career. Name all the league teams Alexi Lalas has played for throughout his MLS career. All right? The correct answer, and the winner will receive a pair of tickets for the Galaxy home opener tomorrow night versus San Jose Earthquakes. All right? You're going to pick up your tickets at will call. We're going to get your name, and your name will be at will call, so you'll pick up your tickets there. All right? Once again, name all the league teams Alexi Lalas has played for throughout his MLS career. And email soccerradio@gmail.com. That's soccerradio@gmail.com. All right? And the first email that we open up with the correct answer, we will send you a confirmation back and let you know, get some more information from you and let you know exactly what time at will call you can pick up these tickets. So good luck to you. All right. Well, looks like we're going to have our next guest. And you know what? They're actually making radio history. They're going to be our first guest on the show. It was supposed to be Lexi Lamas, but now it's going to be the two coaches from Santa Monica High. And I know they're listening. So, guys, Frank Cattell and Jimmy Chapman, are you guys there? How you doing?
We're here.
Right here with you, John.
Good. Hey, I bet you guys are in Cloud 9 right now with this major title you guys just won for the boys' soccer team.
Exactly. We had a great season. As the listeners may or may not know, they've kept up on their news locally. We finished undefeated 29-0-1, won CIF Division 4, and ended up winning the inaugural state championship for California, first time in history.
That's unbelievable.
And school history.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Exactly. This is the first major title for Santa Monica High. That's great, man. You know, my wife is extremely happy. She went to Sam High.
So she will like you.
You know, and I went to Uni High. So, I played for Uni High many. Actually, when I played for Uni High, I don't even think we had a ball yet. We just got some rags and just, you know, put them together and made a ball. I mean, that's how far back I played for Uni High. So,
true street.
Congratulations. Yeah, congratulations, you guys. So, hey, not only did you guys, you know, take this regional title, you guys also took the Ocean League Championship, which you guys were undefeated in that. You guys were in first place. Beverly Hills came in second. Culver City third. And correct me if I'm wrong, that is back-to-back.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
Back-to-back. And then you took the CIF Southern Section Division 4, as you said. You came in first place. So, you know, that's great. And then who did you guys beat in the finals to take that title?
We went ahead and we played Poway out of San Diego. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Frank, I believe they were the CIF champs as well?
For San Diego section, they were the D1 champions.
Cool. And what was your goals favorite and goals against during for that tournament?
Which one, CIF or state?
CIF.
CIF, we actually finished up very strong. We finished up scoring 18 goals for and had clean sheet throughout. So there was no arguments from anybody.
That's great. That's great. You know, I'm going over your roster here, and you guys had 14 seniors on your roster this year. 14 seniors that will not be coming back. Wow, looks like you're going to have to build again.
I mean, that's obvious. In high school, you love the kids you get, but they're going to move on no matter what. These boys, these seniors, have definitely left a legacy and something absolutely very high and honored to try to achieve it for again.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we've got a couple of guys. One of the things, sorry, John, I wanted to just add real quick is one of the things that Frank and I have tried to do at Santa Monica High School, and Frank's been with the program for 11 years, and I've been here 5, and one of the things we've tried to do is establish a program, and I think that's one thing we've been very successful in doing, and always setting the bar pretty high, and I think once these guys have gotten a taste, even and I'm speaking specifically of the underclassmen, of what's possible with our system and with our program, I think, you know, we'll be successful next year as well. No count of that just yet.
Well, you got a taste of the first one. Why not? Let's go back to back and
three, sure.
That's good. That's good. Hey, I want to take a chance here to, you know, you have some terrific players on this team, and I'd like to announce the players that were on your first team, that were voted into the first team. Alex Kovacs, who was the captain of the team, he's the goalkeeper, first team. Alessandro Canale, who was a senior, he played forward and voted into the first team. Nico De La Rosa, midfielder, senior, first team. And Charlie Paris, forward, senior, first team. So congratulations to those players. You have Luis Zavala, who was voted into the second team. And you have Arthur Joskowitz. Am I saying that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's not forward. Senior, he was voted best offensive player for you guys, number 9. And then your best offensive player, number 19, Nicholas Farrell, who was the second captain for Sam High. So congratulations to those players. Let me ask you something. Since you guys, I mean, you guys are ranked, what, third in the nation now or second in the nation?
You can take that one, Frank.
Right now, it depends what poll you're looking at. Student Sports technically has us at second. They still have Felix Valera of Miami, Florida, number 1, with I believe their record is 27-1-3, and we're 29-0-1 at number 2. But we're waiting for the big, big vote coming from NSCAA, National Soccer Coaches Association of America. That'll be coming up soon, April 15th. In their polls, we've jumped up and down. We started off the beginning of, let's see, January as number 1. And I don't know why, but probably, and Jimmy, correct me if I'm wrong here, but one of the reasons we actually slipped to 4 because during our rain season last, end of January, February, we actually missed a whole week of soccer where we had to go remake the games later. We just didn't play, and I guess in that polling, the coaches didn't fare well for us on that one, but definitely pulling off CIF and then pulling off this state regional, I think there's a little more ammunition for us to hopefully on the 15th be celebrating.
Right. Oh. Well, hey, why not? Let's keep the party going, guys, right? Why not? Let's keep
exactly.
It going, yeah. That's great. I am just, even though, you know what, Sam Ohio is not my alma mater, but I was really, really happy to hear that you guys took this title. This is great. I wish more high schools here in the South. Southern California would be able to do that. You know, we have a lot of players who are young players, you know, they are listening from ages 9 to about 13, 14 years old, are listening right now to soccer radio. And you guys are high school coaches. I'd like to, for you to tell them exactly when they hit high school, you know, I'm sure they want to know a few things, what to expect in high school and things. You as a high school coach, what exactly are you looking for in a player?
How are you, Jimmy? Go for
okay.
it.
Well, a couple things. Number one is the obvious love for the game. I know that both Frank and I, the first question we ask them is, okay, who's your favorite team and who's your favorite player? And it better not be American football. You better have a good answer. And that's just to make sure that they're actually enjoying the game, they're students of the game, and they watch the game. So I think that's number one is love for the game and understanding of what concepts. Number two is comfort with the ball, being able to do certain things and have some personal skill. But I think the third thing, which we really strive, is coachability and team ball. Because honestly, you know, you said there were 14 seniors, but you know, you only put 11, you know, guys on the pitch at one time. So some guys have to take, you know, a back, you know, step back and let some other guys perform and step up when called upon. So everybody's going to have a chance to shine, and this is ultimately what I feel is one of the best team sports ever, and that's where our focus is, and I think that's the real key to success and being successful, knowing and understanding your personal goals, but also encapsulating that within the team aspect. So that would be my kind of, you know, advice for the kids looking to go into high school.
And also, you got to keep that GPA up, right? I mean, it's got to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be the best player popping into to tryouts in a high school if your GPA is.
No, that's one thing about high school is that we have that validity there, especially with the student athlete mentality. That nothing against club. Trust me, we need kids to play club, especially here in CYSA, to maintain their skills and play against other players outside of the small pond of the west side and South Bay. But number one thing there is we look at the kids, and it's a simple rule: no braids, no play.
Yeah, that's a good rule. That's a good rule. You know, and hopefully, you know, by the time they do hit high school, you know, the coaches that have had them when they were younger have done the development the right way. You know, they have taught the kids how to balance out their homework along with their practicing and things like that. So when they do hit high school, they basically have a rhythm going. They know basically how to do things the right way. And a lot has to do with the early development. Is there any players of yours right now that are going to Division I schools?
Go for it, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, we've got a couple. There's a lot more in the wings. The number one for sure is Arthur Joskowitz, number nine. He's on a ride today. He's going to be playing at LMU. Nick Farrow is more than likely going to be playing at UC Davis for Dwayne Schaefer. And we've got some other kids getting looked at some other schools. The keeper, Alex Kovac, I just finished talking to James Clark, the head coach at Harvard, and he was very interested in him, as well as Stanford. So we've got some guys, and, you know, although the Ivies don't offer scholarships, they are definitely keeping an eye on us, and we've gotten some phone calls. And I would say out of the 14 seniors, a good 7 or 8 could probably play at the next level, and that would obviously be from D3 to D1. So,
That's great to hear, man. That's great to hear. And I noticed that you have quite a few kids here with, you know, like Latino last names and things like that, which...
good job on the names, by the way.
I speak Spanish. And I understand, Jimmy, you teach Spanish over at SAMO?
I do, very well. And actually, we're both native speakers, so if you want to switch this over to the... SAP button. We go ahead and do that.
Yeah, there you go. It's about a 6-second delay for the SAP, but it's perfect. I mean, if we start speaking in Spanish, I think Frank is pretty much going to fall asleep here. Frank, do you speak Spanish or no?
Sí, bilingüe.
Yeah. Chileno peruano.
Is that where you're from, Jimmy? You're from Peru?
Yeah.
I'm from Bolivia.
Oh, we got a South American connection here.
There we go, man. There we go, you know. Hey, well, I didn't know that. You just have no accent whatsoever, man. No, whatsoever. So you must have been here since 2-3 years old or something? Came to the U.S.?
Yeah, well, moved. I don't know if you're speaking to both Frank or not, but, yeah, we both.
We both have strong Hispanic mothers.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, that's good. That's good. So what are your plans for next season? Now that, you know, things are the season's pretty much over, why don't you tell the listeners out there, the kids out there, you know, high school coach, when does he basically start, start to get his team together, start doing tryouts and all that stuff? So, why don't you go ahead and tell the kids out there basically what's the format for a high school coach?
Well, plain and simple, not to sound cliche-ish, I told the guys last year before we had our run is in the off season. That's when the championships are won, and that's where the work and the sweat kind of are going to make the character. And that was obviously very true. You know, looking back at the season, so we don't really ever stop. We have, you know, lulls, but we work. I'll let Frank kind of give you an idea, give the listeners an idea of what we do and what we've incorporated with Phase 4 and what we do with the conditioning in terms of breaking down the season and the year so that they're not spent or burned out. So I'll go ahead and hand it over to Frank.
Thanks, Jim. Traditionally, what we've always done is, I want to call it the old school mentality, but, you know, there was a lot of just, you know, get fit, get conditioned, go for their long runs and stuff like that. And I had the pleasure of meeting Bob Forster. He is a physical therapist to the Olympians. Worked with Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Flojo. And he actually started working here, helping out, volunteering with the Samohai Wrestling Program 2 years ago. And out of his workouts and working with their program, Samuel Wrestling had a state champion. And I remember both Jimmy and I, we sat there and looked at the wrestling program going, wow, they're doing some good things. And in our conversations with Mark Black, the wrestling coach, he said, go talk to Bob Forster. And I actually had met Bob Forster when I was 17 years old. I was a senior at Santa Monica High School, and I had my first knee surgery. So I knew the name and said, wow, okay, let's go work with him. And the funny thing is, first thing he said is, let me see what you guys do. And we showed him everything, like a whole year of all our conditioning. Jimmy and I are very meticulous about, okay, this week we're going to work on proprioception. The next week we're going to do a little more conditioning. Just all building up, because coming up to certain times, we want to make sure we're at certain levels. And he looked at us and said, you guys are doing it all wrong. But the best thing is, it wasn't just a critique. It was, let me show you how to do it the right way. And based on all scientific method proven through his work with our Olympic athletes, he showed us the steps of what he calls periodization, which basically scientifically proves how the body works in certain situations physically and how it adapts. And that it's very important not only to reinforce certain situations like core strength and agility, mobility, plyos, all that stuff, but how to make sure, and this is what resonates in my head to this day, make sure that the guys don't burn out. I mean, Samuel High Soccer has been around for 36 years, and we had never won a CIF title. And something that always resonated harshly with me was, how come we can't win CIF? And he came in, we started in the summer working with him slowly. Just he was giving us advice, showing us what to do on, hey, don't take him to the track and make him run the Cooper, meaning the 2 mile test for time. Extend the run for 20 minutes at a jogging pace, because at this time in the spring / summer, you don't want to run them into the ground, because also they're playing club soccer. So if they're practicing twice a week and then playing maybe all weekend long, then they come to you, it's called burnout. And
yeah, exactly.
Wow, that went off in our heads immediately and said, yeah, we got to change some things around.
Yeah.
And starting in September, we really made a big push. He, along with his assistants, came in, showed the kids how to do proper stretching, form, technique, showed the proper warm-up exercises, how to reinforce hip flexor muscles, how to make sure that knees were getting stability through the muscles and joints. And applying that, I think the best thing was, after winning it all, saying, wow, we didn't die. We didn't. First, we won CIF, great. And then we were able to go into the state regional. And guess what? The boys kept performing. A lot of credit to them for their heart, dedication, and passion. But the proof was right there in the pudding. Jimmy, you want to add on to that?
Yeah, just so John, as you can tell, and the listeners, you know, we've got a program here at Santa Monica in terms of how we do what we want to do as coaches. We will be open to outsiders and to people saying, hey, this is how we can make your program better, and learn from that. Not to say it's my way or the highway. The other thing is, I think they played some of their best ball after CIF. I think a lot of the pressure was off, and it was, you know, just, hey, let's have some fun, let's enjoy ourselves, and we played, you know, the D1 state regional, and we had the good fortune of being at home at Santa Monica Community College, SMC, and we had a lot of fun, had over 1,000 people at two games, of course, in the semis, and I think about the same at the final, so it really brought the community together, so
we're
excited about, you know, what we've got here.
You know, it's that's good. You guys seem to be having a nice little program there. What I'm impressed about is that there's two head coaches on that team. You guys are able to work together with I don't know if you guys are pretty much chummy all the time, but you guys, I mean, to get this far and to win a title of this magnitude, obviously those the two coaches that you guys have to really get along together and work together as a team.
Trust me, we're a family. We fight too.
Yeah.
Who usually wins the fights there, though?
His wife.
Yeah, she's the one in control, at least of me. But the thing is, we have, you know, we're very similar in certain things. We're very passionate, and we have certain beliefs and ideas of what we want. But we've always put the kids first and made sure that they were first and foremost. And that was, I think, was the key, and that's been the key for many, many years.
That's good. That's good. Let's talk a little bit about the girls' program. I understand, Frank, you also coach the girls' team.
Yes, I sit more like a director. Jimmy helps absolutely, totally, and controls the varsity boys. And the other coach I work with, Serafin Rodriguez, actually class of 84, Sam High. He is the varsity girls. And so, as you can see, everybody asks me, how do I do it? And I go, it's real simple. If it weren't for Jimmy and Serafin, I couldn't do it.
Right, right. And how the girls do?
Girls this year didn't have such a good record as the year before, but made history by winning not only the second round of CIF, but getting all the way to Division III semifinal, losing in penalty kicks. That means they had to play an extra 40 minutes of extra soccer and then lose in penalty kicks to the eventual co-champions, La Mirada High School. So very proud of the girls' success also. They were, kid you not, 2 inches lower on the crossbar during sudden death. They would have been in the finals.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, hey. Yeah, it looks like you, not only do you have a great boys' program, but it looks like you have a good girls' program too. And
That's actually that just what Jimmy was saying. We run a program, and we actually unified the programs 5 years ago. And what it was is, it was always, okay, why the boys get more attention than the girls? And watching women, how it's progressed so much, it was, you know, women's soccer can be just as serious as men's soccer. Yes, obviously it's not the same velocity, speed, and timing, but there's still a lot of things that you can see that the women have, especially mentally in the game, where you say, wow, if they apply it, it's a good thing to watch. And well, the one number one thing I've told the girls, and Jimmy shares this also, is that we don't care if you're a boy, a girl, a cat, a dog, a bird, you're a soccer player. And the number one thing you need to do is apply yourself to the best of your abilities. And by doing that, not only will your level go up, but then it's fun to watch.
Exactly. Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. So, but, wow. Glad, I'm happy for you guys. I'm happy. So, we going for the back-to-back again next year, guys? Are we going to do this?
that's the goal. Just to add a little bit to what Frank was saying is, you know, in the off-season, I actually work with the girls as well. We actually flip-flop. So, the girls will work 1 week with, you know, with Frank or Serafin, and then they'll come to me, and then I'll work with the boys, and then, you know, give them to Frank and Serafin. So it's a balance where it's equal and it's fair, and we, you know, we have different thoughts on what works, and we know team chemistry is part of it, but we try to be as fair and as straightforward with the kids and focus on the game, which we all love and appreciate. I think that's key, and the girls like being treated, and the most part, being fair and treated just like one of the guys.
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, you know, it starts with the coaching, man, and it seems to me you guys are got something working there, and it's good to hear that it's working out for you guys, and the program is strong. You know, obviously every year is different. You know, like Frank was saying earlier, that seniors, you know, you're going to lose 14 seniors this year. So it's like that in high school. It's like that. So, but I'm just glad that these kids that are leaving had a chance to experience a title of this magnitude. And it's something that they're able to put in their chapter and able to tell their grandkids, you know, maybe come back 10 or 20 years for a reunion and talk about some old times when they were on the soccer team. So that's good to hear. Hey, I want to thank the two of you for being on the show, and I want to thank you for calling a little bit earlier than planned. This was great. So thank you very much for being our first guest on Soccer Radio, and I wish you guys great success the following season. If there's anybody out there you guys want to shout out, anybody you want to say hi to, hey, take 20 seconds to do it right now if you want to. Feel free to do it.
Just my wife, Amy. Amy Chapman. If you're listening.
And all those Viking faithful.
Yeah, exactly.
Go Vikings. Exactly. There we go. There we go. All right. Hey, Jimmy, Frank, thank you so much for being part of Soccer Radio and being our guest tonight. Have a great season, upcoming season. Good luck, and hopefully we'll do this back-to-back, all right? We're going to take a little break, guys. This is Soccer Radio, and you're listening on bbsradio.com.